6:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, broadcasting live from Kays Valley Golf Course for the BMW Championships, which officially begin today. A week ago, read from Baltimore Banner from Andy Koska that the Orioles were rolling out modified season ticket packages for Birdland members for 2026. They include 20-game and 40-game ticket packages to replace the 13 and 29 game. Now, according to Andy, the Orioles have contemplated this change for almost a decade. And when new ownership group led by David Rubenstein came in and they hired Katie Griggs to be the president of business operations, they decided to make this change. And as she says, to eliminate a quote, unquote, real or perceived lack of transparency. Now, this is what you get with these. You get concession and merchandise discounts. They remain the same from 2025. And the Orioles are introducing an exclusive Birdland member gate that will guarantee plan holders a giveaway regardless of their arrival time, mm-hmm. meaning, you know, that long line you have,
yeah,
everybody else
first 20,000 fans,
right?
All that, yeah.
You also get guaranteed access for opening day and postseason games, and I don't think you had that in the past. Having said all of this, is there anything? Katie's going to be on a little bit later. I commend her for coming on like
me
this
too,
because she hears the noise. She hears the noise. I actually saw her at the game Tuesday. But is there anything that she could say today, in your opinion, Ed, to appease this fan base?
Probably not, because you know how fans are. They just, you know, they get angry. That's the fanatics. That's where the word comes from, right? So they're fanatics, and they're upset about this. Because, if look, any time something goes up, if it's gas or eggs or bread or whatever it may be, people are furious. And I get it, because, you know, this, people are struggling. The wealth gap is enormous now. A lot of people who work, and they just can't seem to make ends meet. So this is their entertainment. So when they heard, you know, ticket hike, they're like, no. So yeah. I don't know what she's going to say to make them happy, but it'd be nice to hear her explain the benefits, like you just went over. Have her go over them in depth about what do you get with the new, you know, new ticket packages and things like that. Because some of them sound like perks that people would love, because I was never one of those guys, except when I was a child, who liked the giveaways. But people love the giveaways. I'm not a bobblehead collector.
Isn't it great that you don't have to stand in line now for 2 hours to get it?
So for those people, and it's important to them, I mean, every bobblehead I've ever owned is now in our studio, as you know. It's like, you know, Ovechkin.
The Dylan Bundy one might be worth something.
Dylan Bundy's up there. George St. Pierre's not a bobblehead, but a little doll. I have all my bobbleheads or figures are in the studio because I don't collect them. But I know a lot of people do, and they love the, you know, the shirts and the hats and all the stuff that goes with it. So for them, I'm kind of amazed how people get crazy about this stuff. I'm sure you get it. I know you get it.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, hey, Rob, could you get me?
Give me an extra one? No.
Yeah.
I don't have extra ones. The ones I get go to Robbie.
Yeah.
Then I get extra ones. Hey, can I get it? No, I don't do that.
Yeah. Like when you're in the street, do you have any extra money? I carry extra money for other people.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
I'm supposed to make $100. They gave me $105. You want that?
Yeah.
Now, Ed, this is my take on it. Chris, you know Chris.
Yeah.
Season ticket holder, or what they call it, Birdland member. So for Chris to complain about it, I take it, because she's a Birdland member.
Yeah.
But someone complained to me about it the other day, and the way that his conversation was going, I'm like, are you even a Birdland member? So I asked him, I said, you have season tickets? He said, no. I said, have you ever had season tickets? He said, no. I said, what are you complaining about? You get tickets from game to game.
Right.
Well, if you're not a Birdland member, I don't understand your complaint. Yeah. The Birdland members who are actually spending money, who this is going to change something for them. If you're not a Birdland member, this changes nothing for you. So why are you complaining? Just for the sake of complaining. You don't, it's like people who don't vote. If you don't vote, you can't complain.
Dude, stop me, stop me 1 second. That was my whole theme of when I had the show before we flipped to sports and I did politics and crime and stuff. I told people the rule was, if you don't vote, you can't pitch on this show.
Exactly.
And then we had voter drives. We would go out and around the state. We went to Annapolis, went to Baltimore, obviously. We went around the state and had tables to register people to vote. And people came up and said, I'm 43. I've never voted because of you. I'm voting now. There you go. Then you have a right.
If the Orioles had a town hall meeting and you stand up and you're complaining to Katie Griggs or whoever else is there, first thing I'm asking is, How long have you been a Berlin member, sir or ma'am? I'm not. Why are you?
Right.
Why? What is your complaint then? And this is a problem. If we have 100 complaints, and I'm just throwing that number out there, I wonder how many of those complaints are from Birdland members. Honestly. Yeah. Out of 100 people that's complaining. And that we have so many people complaining. Yeah, we do. And a lot of those people don't own the season ticket package. That's the problem. Now, Joe, you said you read something on Reddit about Katie Griggs and what she's doing right now.
Correct. So there is a guy that went on the – you can have a subreddit for each team. So he went on the Mariners subreddit and said, Katie Griggs became Baltimore Orioles president of business ops in July 2024. Policies became far less fan-friendly upon her arrival. The latest is telling partial season ticket holders that they can't keep their seats in 2026. They're now for full season plans only. So all the Mariners fans are like – we had the complete opposite situation. Katie was a big part of implementing the value menu at the ballpark, and as far as I know, her expertise on the fan experience side of things was why she was hired in Baltimore. And now Orioles fans on their own subreddit are pissed that Mariners fans are defending her. and there's one comment that I think this is spot on by an Orioles fan. It says, I think for so many years under Angelos, the Orioles were run like a mom-and-pop shop and not a professional sports franchise, both in baseball ops and the business side. Say what you want about Elias and his crew, but they modernized some things under him, such as having a Dominican Academy, and the system is better even if the major league results aren't where people want them. And now they're saying, now that the business side is getting modernized and it's a down year, that people are just taking out their anger on the fact that things aren't getting run the way they used to.
I totally believe that, because I think that, you know, the new ownership, what was he in place, a year and a half? They're paying for the sins of the last ownership group big time, where people just, at the end, say, well, it's different people now. It's different people. And I've said the same thing about Elias for the last couple of years. Like, people say what they want, and people are always going to complain about who's in charge. I don't care what the organization is. But the problem is, he did what he promised. I don't remember him promising a World Series win, but I do remember him promising to, you know, improve the, you know, international market, you know, the minor league, you know, system. All these things he said he was going to improve, he did. And I just, you know, people, oh, and the analytics. These were things he taught, because we didn't have any analytics when he
at
got
all.
Here. At all. We were,
I mean,
way behind.
A couple of people. Our department
way
was a couple
behind.
People.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question, Ed. Going in line with what Joe just said, someone said it was run like a mom-and-pop shop. And one of the biggest complaints from Oriole fans is they don't sign big money free agents. Well, when you run like a mom-and-pop shop, you're not making big money. When your business is mom-and-pop, mm-hmm. that's your finances, mom-and-pop. When you become a big business and start generating more funds, then you have more money to spend. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that's the results of it. Not even you thought about the mom-and-pop thing, that Joe just read that. But if that's the truth, if that's the fact, they run like a mom-and-pop shop, then that's why you're nickel and diming everything.
Well, yeah, they weren't. That was one person's perception, because they weren't. They had a great TV deal. They made a lot of money. So that's really misleading when they say that. That's a fan's perception of it running like a mom-and-pop shop. I don't know if that's actually the case. It may have been poorly run, but a lot of companies are poorly run, and they're not mom-and-pop shops. You see major corporations go under every day. With, you know, they're restructuring and bankruptcy and things like that, because they're not well run. So I don't know about that, but I do like this group better, honestly. I just do. I just think I like Elias. I like Sigma Del. I think these guys are bringing a very different, just a whole different mechanism to this organization. And yes, it has not shown up on the field. This season has sucked. It's painful. I myself cannot wait for it to end, because they're not going to the playoffs. It's tough this time of year when you know your team is out of it, and you start looking toward your football franchise. Thankfully, we have a really good one, because it's an exciting season for the Ravens. But I don't know how people can, you know, completely criticize these guys. You know, to say, like, you know, the people they brought up. Well, the people they groomed in our minor league system were top 100 players. Some of them were top. They were one of one. And they come up here, and maybe they haven't fulfilled, you know, expectations, but every expert in baseball pointed to the Orioles. So don't give me this crap that this organization sucks, because everybody who follows the game for a living pointed to this team and said, that's good owner. That's, they're doing a good job. The minor league system is the best we have. The prospects they have are the best in baseball. So what do you want to do, get up at the plate? Like, I just, after a while, it's like, hey, you know, I don't mind people complaining, but you got to back it up with the facts and some decent arguments. And don't tell me, well, you know, they were last play. Yeah, I'm aware. I know where they are. I do. But they're the same team in 192 games in the last two seasons. But this year, they've had more injuries than any team I've ever seen. Actually,
you can't talk about injuries.
No, it's an excuse.
That's not a part. Yeah, that's not a part.
Excuse.
Tell me why they're bad and you can't say injuries. I got into this discussion with a friend of mine whose sports opinion I have a great amount of respect for. But I'm like, what are you talking about? You can't tell me injuries aren't a big part of what's going down.